Some amazing private press gospel from the New Jerusalem Singers of Muskegon, Michigan, of the Institute of Divine Metaphysical Research. Deep Heartaches and If You Ever Needed Yahweh. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Just going to play a little bit of the Homestead Heritage Going Up Yonder.
Oh, Sen naz eliyende az kaldı ki ruhum çağıyam, can kalmadı menden. Bu nazu nezav keye dayar, bu nazu nezav keye tvar keye bir belə səndə yar dərdəhliyə inayan döyüşməyə bilməyən bu kəməndə yar dayəyəm bu gözəl xilqətəm güzel hikatamin razın ya zeyyet ayol nazeyyet mene ey sevgiri can al mene nazeyt ayar yaramanım al ayar ey dağ yar 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 ayar
thank you. Good evening, listeners. You are officially listeners because you hear the sound of my voice. I'm Dan Boda, and this is the Vocal Fry radio program on WFMU. I'm here with my co-host, DJ Purple Haze.
Hello.
And we are here to share with you, as we do every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9, a bunch of music featuring extraordinary, strange, outrageous, extended, or otherwise outside the ordinary vocals. And we just heard, who did we hear? We heard
Alim Kasimov and his daughter Fargana Kasimova from Azerbaijan. The song Magam Qatar from the album Love's Deep Ocean.
What a voice she has. So powerful and supple, I want to say. Like flexible.
I hate that word.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is it like moist? It's like one of those words.
Well, I don't mind the word moist.
Oh. That's weird. I know so many people who do. I'm surprised to hear that. But why supple? Why is it so bad?
I don't know. It's just, it sounds disgusting to me.
Hmm. That's how a lot of people feel about moist. What other words are really disgusting? We should talk about it at great length on the radio.
I can't really think of any right now.
Okay. You know, we used to joke. I worked at a cafe where one of the main things that we sold was hummus.
Mm-hmm.
We sold little hummus cups or baked bowls of it. And we would get, we had a freezer that we would fill every week with pita bread from the bakery. We would drive into Cleveland and buy a freezer full or more maybe of pita bread.
Okay.
By the end of the week, the pita bread would not be, you know, because it had been like for 6 days or whatever in the freezer, and it would be, you know, fresh still, but it wouldn't be supple anymore. And we used to really, you know, appreciate the suppleness and describe suppleness of the pita when it first arrived.
I feel like someone out there must agree with me. So
I'm sure.
Chime in on the playlist comments.
How can they do that, though?
WFMU.org.
And there's a playlist there that will show you what's playing as it's playing throughout the show. And you can also join your fellow listeners. Say hey. Tell us whether or not you agree that the word supple is disgusting and revolting and gross and sleazy sounding, or if, like me, you think that it describes fresh, lovely pita bread, or maybe both. I don't know. We are listening here to some music. This is the singer Nesrin Sipahi from Turkey, and the group performing the backing music here is the Kudzi Ergunr Ensemble. I'm going to leave you with this for a bit, and then we'll move on as well. Lots of good stuff for you lined up all through the hour. Thank you.
Ďakujeme. Ráno Dugovič, Boris Lenko, Iva Bytová.
Jozef Lukták, ďakujeme pekne.
Bye. Paťa. Manne sa.
So much yodeling, so little time. You're listening to Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I'm Dan Boda, and with me is Purple Haze.
We just heard some Swiss yodeling. Bernhard Betschart with Fron Alp Jutli on the album Jutza via Muotetal.
Wow, you navigated that extraordinarily well.
Thank you.
Like as if you were, you know, a Schweizerdeutsch speaker from way back.
We heard some Swedish animal calling before that from Christina Norden. Kuokning 5 on the compilation Lockrop and Valitar.
All right, now try check.
We heard Eva Betova, Josef Luptak, Boris Lenko, and Branislav Dugovich with Suzneni Euphony 10.
the final piece of a kind of long composition in 10 parts.
We heard the ensemble Tirana, the song Vito Palumbesha, the album Polyphonic Songs of Albania.
All right, Albanian down, check.
Down. Gotta get all the countries in Europe.
Swedish down. Swiss, German down. Yeah, okay.
And we heard the Beach Boys. Do you like Worms, Roll Plymouth Rock from the Smile Sessions?
Yeah. In honor of Brian Wilson, the sort of creative genius behind the Beach Boys up to at least a certain point. And then that was, of course, the sort of album that he was attempting to make, in which his demented mind kind of went off the rails, and it ended up as a pile of sessions that weren't released until the 2000s, I think, or the 90s, sometime late. The Smile Sessions.
You win some, you lose some. There's more Beach Boys coming up tonight.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when can people hear that?
On Jesse's show.
So coming up at 9, Jesse is, you know, going to spend some significant time with the Beach Boys and with you. So tune in. Well, just stay here at 9. And until midnight, you'll go on Journeys Afar with the Frau Show. With Jesse and the Beach Boys. Here is some music from Latvia.
Little baby,
You're listening to Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I'm Dan Boda, and with me is Purple Haze. We just heard from Shuby Taylor doing the jazz standard Cecily from Shuby Taylor, the Human Horn, Side 1. Finally, there are a couple of full-length Shuby Taylor releases out Shuby Taylor, the Human Horn, Sides 1 and 2, which you can find up on Bandcamp. And
when did those come out?
It's been a few years, maybe 5 years now. I don't know. Erwin Chuzid from FMU was involved in putting them out, and he came on the show at that time and played some stuff, and we talked about Shuby for an hour.
Huh.
So you can find that in the archives at WFMU.org. Shuby, wow. I mean, what an extraordinary, like, and just unique vocal talent, I want to say, you know, because he's following the melody. He's, mm-hmm. you know, he's singing in tune. What he's singing just is not, like, as smooth and, you know, and cool as the music that's backing him. But I kind of like that contrast where he's got this, like, there's this sort of, like, crazedness or this like maniacal quality to his human horning. Before that, we heard Matt Malloy, Irish lilting. We heard him do Garrett Berry's Jig and Paddy Rafferty's Favorite as a medley, lilting a style of Irish use of nonsense vocables to convey a jig or a reel, usually.
And it's a very beautiful word, lilt.
It really is. Sometimes it's called diddling. Do you like that word?
No.
No? Is it as bad as...
It's not as bad.
Supple? No. Diddling is not as bad? Okay. Callum Johnston was before that. Also from the Celtic regions, a walking song from Scotland. We heard pipe reels. I think Callum Johnston is actually the bagpiper. But there were a group of women walking along with him and making some kind of extraordinary yips and cries.
And as we learned last week, walking is like a part of the process of treating wool.
Wool fabric, yeah. So it's like a process where you kind of beat it. It softens the wool fabric, but it also forces the fibers together, kind of like felting, in a way that makes it waterproof and durable. Anyway, it involves women sitting around a table pounding on things and yipping a lot. And that was from a collection of walking songs from Barra in Scotland. We heard Kulgrinda before that, a group from, I said Latvia, but I was wrong. It's
Lithuania.
Yeah, like one of these. So there's this whole revival of old Lithuanian folk music, and it's tied up with a kind of attempt to recreate old pagan Lithuanian and Baltic religion. And so a lot of tracing ancient or, you know, hundreds of years old recorded folk tales and songs, which have obvious sort of references to past religious rites, and they've kind of tried to reconstruct the original Lithuanian or Baltic pagan religion. And it's a style of song, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that is a sutartin. Sutartins are these kind of droning rounds that are very trancy and involve kind of a polyphonic group sing. And that was Kulgrinda's song Chiuto, Chiuto, Chiutatai, Taita, Chiuto, from Laimos Giesmis, an album of theirs. And that's what we've been listening to, music from all around Europe there and then into the Americas. Hayes has got this great idea of a vocal fry world map.
Yeah.
I like
to to illustrate where different types of amazing vocal music comes from and which parts of the world.
And how many. Like, there, I think we could fill up a world map pretty well. So, yeah, I don't know. Let me know if you think that's a good idea. Maybe we'll do something like that as the prize for the next marathon. All right. Stick around 5 minutes, and you will be with Jesse and the Beach Boys for 3 hours of amazing pet sounds. I'll leave you here with Lo Cor de la Plana.
Ti farà più bire tu la
Hey, thanks a lot, y'all. Thanks for tuning in and listening to us here on the greatest station in the world.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Oh, that stuff I smoked, it just put me to sleep. And right in the middle of my favorite Beach Boys album, Pet Sounds. And what's this? It sounds like a new Beach Boys. My hair. Well, how'd it get so long? And this beard. Well, there's something weird going on. At times like this, isn't it nice to know there's something you can depend on? The Beach Boys. Pet Sounds, 1966, and Carl and the Passions, So Tough, 1972, are now a specially priced two-record set on Brother Reprise Records and Tapes.
My side, I'm whole. cyclamates, juicy steaks, sweet things too, aren't always good as they seem. Doughy lumps, stomach bumps, enemies too, that's what you get when you eat that way.